The ride-sharing services have been trying unsuccessfully to expand to areas outside of New York City. Upstate and parts of Long Island are among the last places in the country not to have access to companies like Uber and Lyft. Governor Cuomo, in a series of State of the State speeches, said in Buffalo that it's time that changed.
This is one of those examples, my friends, where it is a just and unfair duality. If it makes sense for downstate, it makes sense for upstate.
Cuomo says he believes the ride-sharing services could create thousands of jobs, cut down on drunk driving, and even boost tourism and attract more businesses and gatherings. Under the proposal, the State Department of Motor Vehicles would license and regulate the drivers, and the companies would be required to buy insurance to provide up to $1 million coverage for drivers and passengers if there's an accident. Drivers would also be eligible for workers' compensation. Uber spokesman Josh Gold is relieved that the idea might finally have some traction.
We wanted to thank the governor for listening to the voices of New Yorkers who are demanding this kind of affordable, reliable transportation options like Uber. It's really past time that the Empire State joined the other 47 states in New York City that already have access to these services. And so we're grateful for the governor for making this a priority this year.
Taxi driving companies have the most to lose if the ride-sharing services are permitted. John Tomasi, president of the Upstate Transportation Association, says his group is not against Uber and Lyft, though, and he can even see instances where the additional services are needed, like when a big convention center gathering lets out.
They don't have the luxury of having a surge of drivers just for a 4-hour period, then they disappear. So because every time they have a vehicle, they've got to pay commercial insurance, which is not cheap. It's going to cost them $4,000 a vehicle for insurance. They got to buy a medallion, that's probably $800. They got to get the driver. So they're not going to have 10 or 15 extra vehicles sitting around just to take care of some occasional peak demands.
But Tomasi says ride-sharing service drivers should be subject to some of the same regulations that taxi drivers are, which he says are designed for public safety. He says Uber and Lyft drivers should be fingerprinted and in some cases undergo police background checks, just like regular taxi drivers. He says fingerprinting's already required in New York City.
We're saying, why should it be any less for the people upstate than what's downstate? And Uber just doesn't want to bother. Now, Uber will tell you that they do background checks and not to worry, but there are multiple levels of background checks.
Gold with Uber argues that fingerprinting does not necessarily guarantee safety, and the databases have been shown to be unreliable.
Background checks are a really important part of the process to make sure that a car that my wife or my son gets into is as safe as can be. And so the 38 other states that have comprehensive regulations on ride sharing all have extensive background check requirements that require us to search national, local, state, federal databases, sex offenders registry, and also do it on a local level. The fingerprint FBI database was never meant to be used as an employment check.
Cuomo's plan seems to side with Uber and Lyft, requiring background checks but not fingerprinting. Some state lawmakers have also voiced objections. They want New York's disabled people to have ready access to the car services. Gold, the Uber spokesman, says while that might not happen immediately, it has evolved in other regions where the services have been up and running for a couple of years. The legislature will have to give final approval to the ride-sharing services ultimately. Several bills are circulating, but there's no agreement yet on any one measure. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.